Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season episode 55. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
Sorry we missed last week's show with the Commanders playing on Thursday night. We were just pretty busy, and we knew that we didn't have a lot of content because it was all Commanders all the time. So
we always want to give you A-plus stuff. That's why Drab's in here chugging Dayquil and pounding Ricolas.
I hope I can make it through this episode. It's gonna be a tough one, but
he's eating Ricolas like Tic Tacs.
Well, that's why I haven't even talked that much this week on the Junkies or last 2 weeks. We're all just talking like a sentence or two at a time because I can't last much longer than that. And then I turn off my microphone and hack up in the corner over there.
How long have you been sick?
I always get sick every fall and I have this lingering cough that lasts like 3 weeks.
Very mucusy.
No, there's no mucus. That's the thing.
No, it sounds mucusy.
Well, it might, but there's no mucus.
You're congested. And also the thing is, you had this coming because you were telling me like 4 weeks ago, you're like, I have the best immune system in the world. Yeah,
Drab does
sick.
Do that all the time. He does hype up his sick. Immune system. But now little Drabby gets sick every fall.
No, listen to me. A little dry, wheezy cough is not the same as you guys taking days off all the time because I don't feel good.
Oh, come
okay.
On.
I know. Valdez is the king of that.
Hey, my attendance is selling.
Yeah. I want you to do a roll call of attendance. Hey, what's more annoying to you, Dre? Mm. Your sniffles, your case of the sniffles that you have right
no
now.
No sniffles. I just have a wheezy, tickly cough.
Or your broken right hand.
Well, this hour, the cough.
I know what's more annoying to the listeners.
The cough. I know. What's more annoying? Drab's cough or Stallion's fake laugh?
Oh, come on. Everyone's been joning on me.
I know. Why do people have a problem with you having a good time in the background?
I just find you guys funny. And I'm kind of like a sound.
Can I say something? I don't even notice it.
I don't notice it either.
People say it's distracting. I don't even notice the fact that Ryan is like partaking in laughter. It just feels like we're all just hanging out, like shooting the crap here and having a good time.
I feel like we're entertaining Ryan.
I don't like it. I don't like it when I see those tweets or
it's
anything.
Fine.
It's, you know, Ryan's a big silly. He told a great story last week. He comes with a hammer all the time.
I enjoy Ryan. I think it's part of the show. Remember when Eric always says, hey, I want you guys to laugh more. It's part of the show. That's
I love
Ryan.
It. There's always a couple things that EB that whenever he's thinking about the show or he wants the show to get better or better ratings, he pulls out a couple double liners. One of them's always, you guys should laugh more.
Or chime in more. Laugh more.
You guys got to chime in more. It makes us, you know, keeps us going when you guys laugh. But Valdez likes to turn on his microphone and laugh.
Yes, I do notice
that.
Yeah,
I haven't figured that out in the 10 years I've been on the show. It's just a different style than mine. I feel like, not that it's wrong or anything, I noticed that you do that.
As a radio professional, I like to keep my mic off. And then if I feel the need to laugh, it's almost simultaneous where I'll turn it on and I'll chuckle. I've also been pre-programmed to do that because Eric has always yelled at me. Not yelled at me, but Eric's always said, I want you to laugh more. And I always keep my mic off because I don't want the guys to hear me making fun of them.
that has happened numerous times this week. We'll probably get into the new one that we were joning on JP today about is the Instagram account. The other thing that Eric always says, and I think we brought it up on the show before, is that whenever the ratings are down, Eric wants the merch shop to get going.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not gonna lie, that's kind of a great idea. Like, I can't believe we haven't done that. We could do it for Bit Season.
Well, it was addressed in our department meeting.
Yeah,
this
were
week.
You were you not not there?
No, because I'm taking on adulting this week. Both my parents are out with COVID, so I had to take the dog to her surgery, get her stitches removed. So I missed the meeting.
Why don't you just postpone the surgery?
Well, I mean, that's more important to me than a meeting. It's just...
Your parents are in isolation?
Yeah, they're in isolation right now. I got the house to myself. Beat up like a king right now.
Silly.
It's been amazing.
Where are your parents?
Well, I mean, they're just locked away in their room when I'm home.
Oh, it sounds miserable.
I mean, it's amazing for me. Yeah. Like, the whole kitchen.
Very Norman Bates-like.
Hey, so speaking of King of the Castle, let's talk about Cakes for a second here, because it happened today, and Cakes being the King of the Castle, every day now that he's an empty nester, and he comes home, and he's just having a sex romp with Amy.
Yeah. Eric was painting it like Cakes is filming pornos over there. Like it's the bank bros house.
First off, props to Cakes. I told Valdez this earlier. The willpower to be at home all by yourself all afternoon long and not whack your bag and you have to save it for your wife later that night.
Hey, this is
day in and day out.
I don't think listeners really understand this because they have regular jobs. Mm-hmm. They have regular 9-to-5 jobs. Yeah. But when you get home and it's mid-afternoon, and then I can only imagine with you and the other guys, like, mm-hmm. if you want to take a nap, like, that is the most prime time for you to touch yourself.
Well, I mean,
mid-afternoon, nobody's around. You're getting ready to go doze off, and you're going to fall asleep 5 seconds after you hook yourself.
Yeah. You know what the greatest thing ever is? Waking up about 20 minutes after you finish, and you go, oh, my God, I'm a disgusting pig. And then throw the blanket or the tissue or whatever you use onto the floor, and then you pass back out again.
You're like, I'm a monster. Yeah. No, my prime time is in the morning. No one's home. I mean, it's my schedule, you know? That's what I have to work on now.
I got to work up a lather.
I mean,
I'm dead. The more, well, we have different schedules.
Yeah, but. Yeah, I could never imagine doing that in the morning.
It's usually.
Do you think people do that as a part of their, like, they shower,
no,
shave,
no, no,
and
then no.
they pump off in the morning before they
get a cup of coffee,
extra creamer? maybe with the work from home schedule, where like you sit that you want to sit down like 20 minutes early.
Uh-huh. Valdez is fondling himself.
What are you doing over there? Valdez is in the mood.
Hey, this is prime time right here.
I also like that it's like 30 degrees outside this morning, and Valdez is still wearing shorts.
He's riding this one out.
I'm riding the summer wave out. I haven't changed over drawers yet.
What do you mean? You're wearing the same drawers as yesterday?
No, I should have clarified. Pants get stored away till it's pants weather.
Oh,
and then shorts
okay.
go deep, deep in the closet when it's end of the shorts season.
That is true. You never wear pants unless it's
like December.
I don't know. I'm a shorts guy. I wear shorts all... I'm like, everyone has that like stereotype where they're like, fat white guys just wear shorts all winter long. And honestly,
I do.
I'm not gonna...
That means I gotta get pants on.
I don't shy away from it. I'm a shorts guy. When I come in here and it's 80 degrees in studio, I like
to
wear
shorts. You know who does
shorts.
That? Landfill.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't want to be the same style.
You don't want to be
section at Landfill.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're
who
right
I love, by the way.
We love Landfill, but... I mean, I don't know. I just like shorts. It's more comfortable. And
plus, our walks into the office aren't very long, so it's not like you're outside of 10,000.
Yeah, but aren't you butt cold when you get in the car in the morning? Or do you have remote start?
No, I start it up, get the heated seats.
All I think
going.
About on my drive-in is surviving the first 5 minutes until my heat is actually working.
Yeah.
Trust me, there's nothing more thrilling than driving at 4 a.m. with the foggiest undefrosted window.
Yeah.
You want to play Russian roulette with your life? You go do that.
All right. So speaking of fat guy looks, I want to ask you guys about this.
Oh God.
So
speaking of fat guy looks,
he's just looking right at me.
I always think about it.
No, just tell me about that. No,
I just want to get your guy. No. What your guys' general opinion on this? All right. Uh-huh. So I watched this video. I follow Kendall Gill, former NBA player, on Instagram, and he was like in DC yesterday, and he was at some black tie event, and him and all these other guys that are in his group. And it was it was 20 guys coming down an elevator, and every single guy in the video had a beard. And okay. Not just a beard, like a perfectly manicured beard that like all the brothers are wearing now. Or if you're like, if you just got that, you know, I'm talking about the 2022 beard.
It's finely manicured.
Finely manicured, like nothing's, it's not short.
Like you have a, you almost, it's, you have a barber for your beard.
Right.
They line up the beard. That's what they call it. You line it up.
But how often do you have to line it up?
I mean, every day. Because think about it. All those hairs growing on to kind of separate that line.
Is it too late to get into to have a beard look? So,
you're getting at that you want to be a part of the beard game.
I'll be honest. I don't even know if I can grow a beard.
I think you can.
I think you can, too.
I don't know if I'm patchy. I've never tried. I get about 6 days
in. How have you never tried?
It's too itchy.
That is very
like
itchy.
Five to see, like when you get to about a week or a couple days before a week and your face is on fire and all you think about is your neck and how it's so prickly.
Okay.
You have to fine tune your neck. You can't just let hairs grow all up and down your neck if you're doing one of those beards.
No, but that's what they say. You have to start it like that. And then like after a month, you can start grooming it. You have to let it go.
You're knee deep in this.
And I'm looked into it. But I've always assumed, and I don't want to offend anybody here, but beards are for fat guys. All right. And I have a double chin. This is why I have this dumb soul patch on my face. That's my version of hiding my double chin. But let's be honest, beards are so you can hide your face.
You're round.
You're round.
Lemon-headed face.
Yeah. Watermelon.
With no definition. Yeah.
Your chubby, fat cheeks.
So that's why I've never grown one because that's my punt. Like, I know if I grow a beard, then I'm punting my looks. Other people do other things, like it's a certain number on a scale, then you crash diet.
I don't like that beards have become all of a sudden unmanly. Like,
what do you mean? What's more manly than a beard?
No. Like hipsters are taking over beards. And you know what I mean? Like when you see a beard, you would think of like Paul Bunyan, all right? Swinging that axe around. Now beards, like they have beard oils. I don't like like beard barbers.
You don't like the metrosexualization of beards.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We're wussifying beards.
Is that still a phrase? Metrosexual? People say, I haven't heard that in a long time.
I don't even know what that was.
It's just, you know
what metrosexual is? Standard. That's what it is.
I think you're right. Metrosexual. So, Ryan, about 15 years ago, it was a hot phrase.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what it basically meant was, a guy who spends all his time, and care of his body, the way he looks.
He is very into his appearance, how he dresses,
hair perfectly coiffed, uses maybe a moisturizer on his skin,
tans or gets a spray tan.
Perfectly ironed shirts.
Yes.
You're metrosexual.
Your pants are creased. You have the perfect socks to match your outfit.
It was a way back then to basically call someone gay without calling them gay.
Right? Yeah. Like you know this guy slays women, but he has the grooming habits of a
It was
of
like a gay when you, man. Like you could stop you couldn't really call people that anymore, so then you just started calling them metrosexual. Am I right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of the norm.
You know what's interesting is that Lindsey John, he's still in high school. He told me, he doesn't use this language, but he told me the kids in his high school, and I'm sure most of you out there who are listening who have kids who are teenagers, they still use that phrase all the time.
Metrosexual?
No. Like they call you, they say that's gay.
That's gay.
Like I'm so far out of like hanging out in a group of like random people or like that I just assume nobody talked like that anymore.
Well, I think it's because it's slang, and then slang is.
But I thought I got phased out.
Oh,
remember?
Maybe you didn't. But it's all cyclical.
Like it got phased out in my public high school. Like when the whole and I'm not putting anything aside on this, but like when people are starting to put their pronouns in their bio,
right?
Smart ass 16-year-old Ryan the Stallion put fish/salmon in his bio, and people were not happy.
Fish/salmon.
I swear.
Stallion, were you the class clown?
I did a lot of stupid things. You know, actually, speaking of that, I had a high school teacher reach out trying to do a field trip to 106.7 The Fan. No joke. Yeah.
Really?
I talked to CK about it already.
No, please.
I remember doing those tours and then having to talk to the kids about whatever. But you know what I saw the other day? Speaking of high school. And it actually put me on tilt. Did you ever see these throwback day videos of these kids in high school? You realize they're making fun of us now?
What,
like how we dress?
Well, we did the same thing. It's all tongue in cheek. It's not mean spirited. We had this 70s day and everybody dressed as a hippie, or 80s day.
No, but it's just being on the other end of it.
You know what was
very jarring. And I couldn't believe it the other day that I the velour sweatsuits. Remember those? Like women used to wear?
Well, that would be for like 2K day.
Dude, those are hot. Those are back in now.
Like Juicy Couture or whatever?
Yes, those are in now.
Right. You know what I don't like?
My mind's blown.
Well, not the same. Not exactly the same.
I swear exactly the same.
It's more like Monique Samuels from PGC wears sweatsuits all the time. But it's like streetwear. It's like high fashion. It's, you know, it's not exactly the same.
Well, like maybe this girl was an extra in Back to the Future because she was wearing the 2003 Juicy Couture sweatsuit, and my mind was blown. And I came to the conclusion that that's the hot thing now.
What always bothers me about whenever I see 90s day,
my baby fat's gonna be coming back soon. Hey, you know what? Hey, how do we buy baby fat stock?
I don't know. It's probably not around. Oh.
Well, Ryan, we should re-release baby fat.
Ryan, did you ever dress up for 90s day?
Yes, we did.
All right, so what did you, when you dress up for 90s day, what do you dress up as?
So when I dressed up, I had the super long shorts down my like shins at that point, and then just like a baggy shirt and a headband. It was kind of like a basketball street baller.
Oh, like an and-one. Like
an and-one. Yeah, exactly. And-one shorts.
That's not 90s.
It was.
It was the late 90s.
I actually appreciate that because when most people do 90s days, it's always grunge, and it annoys me. And I'm a Seattle guy, but my 90s vision of the 90s was late 90s when I was in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
When like NSYNC and Backstreet were popular, and all the kids were wearing like K-Swisses and had spiky hair and cargo pants and puka shell necklaces and white t-shirts. That's 90s day for me. And when my kids get older, that's what they're going to be dressing up. I don't like the grunge look for 90s day.
Ah, oh, come on. Is it like the black painted nails too? Is that a thing in the 90s? Like a pop rock?
No.
Rock
the goth look?
No. The goth look was like the early was early.
No,
2000s.
Goth look was 90s too, but late 90s, same era, because that was like early and that was your a lot of the angry white angst.
Very System of a Down. All right.
Valdez, do you know that I just remembered this, that Stallion is a radio star and he's getting women because of it?
Oh, he's using the microphone to pick up women.
But let me tell you, it's not from Grant and Danny.
All right.
It's not from Bit Season.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't expect Bit Season.
Well, we have female biddies.
I know,
but
they're not. I don't think they're his age.
No. Ryan is the new host of Locked On Nats.
Are you getting seen?
Ryan hosted like 2 episodes. He just started.
Yeah, yeah.
He's already getting a girl sliding into his DMs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Size for this Ryan Clary and the Nats.
Interesting.
Yes.
What? Hold on. What's the demographic of these sliders?
So okay. Well,
I should say it should be a slider. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah. He's making it plural. It's singular. Just okay. one slide in. And I will say, I knew this girl back in high school.
Well, one slide in for 2 shows. That's an impressive ratio, right?
It
there.
Wasn't bad. I was sized, and I knew her. She was 2 years older than me. And she slid in my DMs, and I can pull up the messages here.
Actually, I want to hear you read it to me.
Here we go. So,
first, I want to see the picture.
Okay. So here.
Actually, he showed me her picture. She's very cute.
I can show the Instagram as well.
Wow, she is cute.
And like, I honestly, way out of my league.
Does he have
out of his league?
So out of his league. And first of all, does he have her bookmarked? Like, how quickly did he bring up her Instagram? No. Recent searches.
Yeah, that was one of his hotkeys.
So, all right.
Hold on.
So she slides in.
Okay.
And she goes, Ryan! ! Big factor there. Side note. It's awesome you're part of Locked On. I listen to the Locked On.
Doesn't that drive you nuts, Valdez? We've been doing guy talk. We've been doing all of these like just big mass broadcasting over the FM signals, right? Yeah. Trying to do all these sexy stories all the time. Ryan hosts 2 episodes about the dumb loser baseball team, and he's got a woman throwing herself at him.
He's breaking down. He's breaking down the farm system.
I told you, white girls love baseball.
Entirely right. Well, before you continue, I just want to put this out there. If you want to make a fake account and slide into me and Drab's DMs and make us feel happy this week, I'm all for it. Give us some confidence. All right, go ahead.
All right. So then she goes, I listen to Locked On Capitals and Locked On NHL every day, and I'll have to give yours a listen too, with 2 exclamation points. Not 1, but 2.
So how did she find you? If she's a Locked On Caps girl...
So okay. here's the thing. I knew her in high school. I didn't really know her.
Right. But you knew of her.
I knew of her.
All right. But what was she like in high school? Did she run with the cool crowd?
Honestly, I don't really know, to be honest.
It's still important to Valdez. I know.
She was an athlete. She played golf. Yes.
What's your at? All right, go ahead.
So, and then I just respond. You know, I was kind of shell-shocked. I wake up in the morning to this. This doesn't happen to me.
Hey, no wonder he beats off in the morning.
Well, you know what? If I woke up to that, I'm just going to not answer that.
I know it. Let's move on. And so,
no wonder those Instagram pics were so quick on him. What do you think he's been doing every morning? Yeah, of
course. All right. No answer. I plead the fifth. I said, thank you. I just started last week, so I'll be getting into the groove of things, but it's been a ton of fun. Yada, yada, yada. A couple messages later, she doesn't respond. After she sent the first message, she doesn't respond for 5 days. Now, I will say, she's not active on Twitter.
5 days?
5 days. Okay. She's not active on Twitter. And so then I panic, and I double DM.
Oh.
No. It gets better. And then...
So you sent the last message. What was the last thing you wrote to her before the double DM?
It was my response to her sliding in. And she never responded to that. And I left the door open.
That's just a massive tease on her part.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm like, there's no way that, like, you know, she's not congratulating me. She doesn't even know me.
Right.
Like, there's something there. And so then I just say thank you, yada, 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 and leave it open for conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get back. And then I panic. And Monday, a couple days later,
I panicked too.
I like how this is the first thing he thinks about on a Monday morning.
And so then I slide back in asking if she was excited for the Caps game. And that was on Wednesday. And then she doesn't respond until Wednesday.
Was that the first game?
That was first game, opening night of the Caps. Last week.
That's not a bad lead in.
Right. And then she goes, I'm so excited, was a little disappointed with some of the, and just gets all hockey nerdy. And then I respond with another hockey nerdy thing. And then she
gets, you had to Google, hey, I'm sure.
Hey, oh, yeah. Yeah. Grant was helping me. Hey, so much.
Doing the dump and chase.
Yeah. And so I respond to her some nerdy Caps thing that I got off Twitter.
Are you pretending to be a huge Caps fan?
Yeah. Just, Grant.
Grant's typing all this stuff up.
And so, yeah, basically. And so then she just gets back to me with another nerdy Caps thing. And then I go, this is my move. I said, that sounds like a great time. Wish I was going to the game tonight, but I got to record the pod.
That's a good line. I like that.
She tears her panties off.
And then I go, and then.
You got to record the pod.
Yeah. And then I go, can I get your number? It's easier for me to text while I'm at work. Immediate response.
That's a lie. I get no cell phone reception.
Right here.
No. Your line is a lie.
Yeah, the text is that.
We get no cell phone reception down here.
Yeah, all the time.
You got to be on wireless 24/7 down here.
We're constantly checking social media for news stories.
Every other text message I send out doesn't go through.
Okay. All right, that's true. So, yeah, I totally lied because I'm on Twitter all day. But... And so,
hey, that was a quick number right there.
Exactly.
All right. Now, has your text game been any different?
Who texted who first?
She gave me her number. So, I texted her first. I waited a couple hours till that night, and the Caps were getting smoked. So,
she waits 5 days. You wait 90 minutes.
That sounds like the typical guy versus girl ratio.
No, but so right. So as we stand, we've had some good conversations over the last week, but right now I still have yet to respond to her, and it's been since Tuesday.
Hey, here's
why I feel like I got this in the bag. Okay. She double texted me when I didn't respond to her the other night because she was too dry, and so it was kind of my way of putting her in the doghouse to where I'm not responding, and then she double texted.
Let me ask you, do girls think about this kind of stuff when they're sending text messages, like... Is this just a constant game?
I don't know. It seems so difficult, doesn't it?
It's difficult.
You're in trouble. And I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. You're
going to be the sports friend. You're so close. You're so close to being the sports friend.
No.
It seems like it.
But don't you think this girl wants to date someone who's into sports?
I think so to a degree, but I think that the way this conversation is going, it seems like that's all he's good for.
Yeah, you're
going
to blow it here. You quickly. You got to get off this board.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I do need to. I do understand that.
Has everything you've said to this girl have to be due to sports?
Basically.
See?
But the thing is, it's only been, I've been taking it slowly. So today I'll maybe transition to something else besides sports. I still have yet to respond. So the ball's in my court.
How long is this interaction going on? Not only text, but through direct messaging.
About a week and a half now. Actually, 2 weeks. 2 weeks now. On the dot.
You got to step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
See, you guys leaving each other. This is what's going on right now. They're literally just lobbing the ball over to one another.
Yeah.
Right. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone needs to hit a forehand.
You better hurry up or she's going to message the Locked On Commanders guy.
Craig Hoffman all of a sudden is going to be talking about it.
Well, don't you have a hookup with the Caps? I see you. I've seen you on the glass.
Yeah, okay. Like that would be my play. But here's also another
No, 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 no. That is your play.
Yeah, it is not, my play. Yeah.
That is your, I could blow this girl's skirt off. She'll never sit that close. Yeah. No one ever gets to sit that close unless you're a millionaire. You somehow have a hookup with Grant.
That's exactly what you need to do. She's going to be so. They got to take that Zamboni over.
Right. You know, that'd be gross.
And so,
what happens if you slow play? Right?
Yeah, that's okay. What's going to happen. It's
you invite her to a Caps game, right? Don't say anything about the glass.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just say, hey, I got tickets. I got tickets to the Caps game. Right.
Does she have season tickets? Does she go all the time?
No. Well, here's the thing I was getting into. She lives in Richmond.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That sucks.
It's not bad.
But she sounds like she would come up here for a Caps game.
Oh yeah, she was. I think she was already here. No, not here this year. But she may have been here for a preseason game. She's up in DC pretty regularly enough to where we can make this happen.
All right. Well, it needs to be a weekend Caps game. I think that's the best bet.
Just one on Saturdays.
Yeah. Just one on Saturday. This Saturday?
Yeah, I think they play the Kings.
All right.
Might be too quick of a turnaround, but.
Yeah. I don't know what your hookup policy is. Like, if you're able to get tickets that quickly or not.
We could see. But also,
you better hurry up, or I'm going to tell AWOD there's a cute girl.
There's a cute girl. Here, tell you. Hey, there's a cute girl in Richmond.
Who loves sports. Oh, yeah. I was
Hey, can you imagine
how quickly would he be over at her house?
I got a story on that. I told AWOD about her the day after she was sliding on
her. Yeah, he already ran through her.
No, AWOD already followed her on Twitter.
What? Yes. Wait, he already followed her, or
yes, he followed her,
or he followed her once you told her about it.
I told him about her, and he followed her. Which was fine. Like, I gave him the green light. Like, what? Yeah.
She's going to know.
Yes.
Well, I know. I know.
You guys are bird brains.
You think girls don't look at their followers, every new follower?
Yes, I know.
So she gets another follower from a radio guy?
Yes. I know. It was my mistake. I should have thrown up the red flag.
And you know it. Also, points against Adam. Points against Adam.
Massive party foul by Adam.
Yeah. He should know the bro code.
You know the bro code. Yeah.
It's fine. You know what? I don't care.
Although she might be into the Ryan and Adam double play.
Yeah,
could you love sports that much?
The one sports nerd and the two sports nerd.
Yeah, the two sports nerd.
But
she's gonna be into the Dusty Baker high five.
I heard the Olympic Games are in Paris.
That's so stupid. Yeah,
but
well, that's did Adam tell you he was going to follow her?
He did, and I didn't raise any concern.
You didn't put your two and two together.
So it's on me. It's on me.
I'd say it's on you.
It's on me.
But the first thing is, number one, you got to make a move. It seems like this girl's being very shy and sheepish about it, and you gotta think of something to say that's not sports related.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Well, it's just, how do I even get there? Maybe we can have the biddies tweet, because I need some help. I'm going to be honest.
You send her a picture funny of your reel or TikTok or something.
That's so basic.
I don't know. I'm out of the game.
That's basic. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say that's not sports. So I'm in trouble. I think if I'm drunk, then I can probably come up with something.
You just got to, are you watching her stories and all that?
No.
You don't click on those?
No.
Isn't it hard not to click on them?
I try to time it out for like when it's 23 hours before, just so she could see, like, or maybe have that period.
Wait. You wait like 23 hours and 55 minutes so she won't look at her most recent views?
Exactly. Yeah. I try. Yeah. I'm not liking any Instagram posts, tweets, no nothing.
Hey, what about this? All right.
It's hard, man. Dating's so hard.
It's tough.
Yeah, let me, all right. You said she played golf. Why don't you go with the boys at Top Golf and basically stage a swing and set and have her see it and say, "Haney, my
grade,
swing.
Grade my
swing. Yeah, rate my swing."
I mean,
and then something suggestive, like, I heard it's all in the hips. With like a winky face.
Right. I got to walk before I can run.
What are you thinking about your next topic?
I don't know. Maybe.
Or you got to watch her stories and then comment on something in her stories.
I guess I could do that, but this is what I really want. I really want her to just double text me again, because she already did it once.
She's probably not going to.
She already did it once. Why not do it twice?
You know, I feel like she's waiting. She's waiting for like the bad boy dude to just sweep her off her feet, and you are the safe sports man.
Yeah, you could be right. I think I gotta stop simping.
Yeah.
Right. I just gotta get
that's
to
the
chase.
That's a word that kids love.
That's a great word to describe. You.
I'm simp
Clary.
I'm simping right now.
The one simp nerd. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for sharing, Ryan. I always like when Ryan teases us with something, or I know something that's going on in his life, and we can talk about it in depth on the show.
All right. Well, real quick before we go to break, okay. What about liking something real old in her past? Isn't that something like
that's terrible.
No, I thought that's what the no, kids do nowadays.
That's what you do when you're not talking to her already. That's when you want to get her attention. I've already gotten her attention. Yeah, she slid in my DMs to begin with. So,
that's why you should have more confidence.
I know
she's the one who slid to you.
But then when I text her, it doesn't seem like she's having that much fun texting me.
You know, it's not very fun to text Ryan.
I saw he showed me a quick, she texted him their first period notes of her thoughts on the Caps game the other day.
That was her first text.
He's the sports friend.
Yeah.
You're the sports friend.
I've never seen. Show him that.
She sent me a Caps breakdown.
Hey, do you think we could pay her to do that for the junks?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I said, could you imagine the junkies taking notes on the Caps game?
Hey, ask her if she'll do the Lars Eller interviews.
Look at that. That was for one period.
Look at all that.
God. Oh my
God. Cornell notes and everything. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very in-depth.
But the thing is, that's kind of what she is. That's like the vibe that she gave off even through high school.
All right.
She's a nerd.
All right, what about this? One of the notes is...
She's an attractive one.
All right. Maybe you should take notes for one of the games, and then you have an accidental but on purpose slip up.
No, that's a great... Hold on. That's a great idea.
Yes.
No, that doesn't have to be accidental. Why don't you use your text back to her, be the first period notes from tonight? They play Ottawa at 7:00.
But then I get even deeper into the sports guy.
But you got to get back in conversation with her.
Yeah. No. But here, look, I was thinking about it. All right. You have an accidental slip up in here. It says cleared the puck 3 times. It just says cleared the f- 3 times. And then she reads that, right? And then all of a sudden.
Hey, that's brilliant. Hey, Valdez, he's so easy.
Hey, come on.
You don't make any mention of it, right?
Yeah, don't make any mention of it.
You send it with the rest of the notes.
Yeah, with the rest of the notes. He says, Mojo is awesome. Get Ovi in the office more often. Oh, our power play looks bad.
And then
clear the f- 3 times out of our zone. Yeah. Boom. Boom. She sees that.
Just in the middle of the note somewhere.
Yeah.
Leave it Easter egg.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's kind of genius. I'm not going to lie.
Awesome job. Okay. Cleared the f-
yeah.
Cleared the f-
yeah.
All right. We said it to me. That's great. Brilliant.
Thank you.
All right. Speaking of social media etiquette, JP Flame has found Instagram. We'll tell you more.
Watch out. Welcome back to Bit Season episode 55. I'm Matt Valdez, joined by Ryan the Simp and sickly drab.
Hey, I think I'm doing all right. I made it about 40 minutes.
We only had to take one cough break.
Yeah.
So I don't. You're definitely helping out.
I mean, I'm just sucking down Ricolas over here.
I know that is. That
These
is
are so
weird.
Gross.
It is gross that you're leaving half sucked on Ricolas. Yeah.
Trying my best here
in the studio. But we mentioned JP discovering Instagram.
Just so random this morning.
It was very random today.
Yeah.
What did he come up to you and say, hey, I think we need to have an Instagram presence?
No.
Or I want to try this?
I knew
this?
Something was weird this morning when I got on Facebook here.
Yeah.
And I saw the Junkies had a story. And so I clicked on it. I clicked on it, and it was the guest rundown.
Okay. Oh my God!
I'm like, that stinks.
Yeah. This is the last thing you want to see. Yeah.
All right, it's right here. I got to click on it here.
All right. Oh my gosh!
Thursday on the Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, and then just all the guests.
Does he have like links or anything?
Oh yeah. Let me hit pause. No, there's no links. There's no nothing. And so once I saw that, I'm like, what was that about?
Because
I'd never seen him do a story before.
Yeah. I guarantee you what happened is that the word story is synonymous with Instagram.
Right.
So when
he saw it, it gives you an option to post to Instagram. And so, because they're owned by the same, Facebook. And so that gave him the inclination to start an Instagram. But just the, it was just, I'm sorry, it was so laborious.
No,
about
no, no.
Him talking about, this name was taken and that name was taken. Who would take Junk's radio?
Well, Squatters, that's who. This is what I don't really understand. Number one, well, not understand. This is just what I don't like this. I don't like begging for followers and then putting a cap on it. Like, let's get to 1,000 followers before the end of the show. You know, I think that sounds so nubby. And then we're begging for, like, you know what I mean? We're begging for followers.
Well, I'll say this about JP. I'm very thankful, and I know you are too, that he does run a lot of the social media.
Yes.
And promotes a lot of the stuff that we have coming on, because I just, quite frankly, don't find it that interesting, as important as it is. So, I'll give him props for that. He doesn't understand Instagram.
That's the main point, is that
he was going to post the rundown of the guest as a post on Instagram. And I'm like, dude, first of all, that looks awful.
Yeah.
And second of all, that's not how the timeline works. Someone's going to see that 2 days from now.
Yeah. And be like, oh, Feinstein should be on. And it's Tuesday.
So I said, if you're going to do this, you got to make it a story.
Right.
And then people might see it, but you got to also do it the night before or something, so people will see it. But I hate the, as much back in the day stuff we do on this show. I hate it from a radio perspective when the junkies do too much back in the day stuff. Because
are you talking about when JP wants to post stuff.
They talk about a Stumper and nobody know, like, the P1s might know those names, but 90% of our audience, people, they don't have any idea who these people are that have been mentioned. Sacktown Mike. I mean, nobody's listening in 2022 knows who Sacktown Mike is or knows anything about it.
But.
Right. Well, he just stopped calling.
I know. That's why it's so unfortunate.
Maybe that's Derek from Logan Circle. it drives me nuts. Or Omar the intern, or any intern that he's pontificating about, because nobody knows who they are.
Clank David?
Clank David thing. Unless there's like a great story to go along with it, it always wrecks me.
This is what JP doesn't understand social media in terms of, and he does this all the time, and it's tilting, is he'll post a promo, all right, of whatever it is, his appearance that's coming up, an appearance Cakes has, the Poker Classic. He'll promote that, and then he'll immediately copy and paste it and go over to the Junk's Radio thing.
I know.
And do it 1 minute from his personal account. And so you see them back to back.
He asked me today, I guess he doesn't know the Twitter password, he just, because it's saved on his phone. So he wants to log in and then sync all these up together, so one post will go on to all three of them at the same time. It's going to be terrible. I do appreciate the fact that he's doing it.
Yes.
He just doesn't know how to do it or make it.
And then if you explain to him,
he's listening to this right now. I know JP listens to this. He's in his car thinking, I'm sorry, all I'm trying to do is promote the show.
Yes.
Like, that's what he's thinking right now.
Yes. Excuse me for trying to help out and promote.
But it's just those little quirks that JP has that always, as lovable as he is, also drive you insane.
But this is what I also don't understand. It's like, all of these pictures that he posts of the guys and these old school stuff.
I thought we just did this last year.
Yeah.
When the book came out.
We post these pictures all the time, don't we? They're all, like, you could literally scroll through them on Facebook.
Guess who's who? Guess who is in this photo?
Yeah, look at all these bowl cuts. I can say, I can already tell you who's who without looking at it.
Maybe it's unfair. This is when people want to know the snide remarks that we make behind the glass. It's always like stupid stuff like this. It's nothing serious. It's just like,
I just don't want to spend time on the show counting our Instagram followers. Yeah,
it mostly goes back to spending time on the show talking about nonsense, or just not even nonsense, because what the junkies do best is nonsense. But it's, those are like tangents about topics or stuff that's relatable.
I could tell you the exact thing of how that segment was going to go, about promoting the Instagram on the last segment. All right, we're at 950 away from our 1,000, so hopefully you guys will follow us on Instagram, the Sports Junkies, at the Sports Junkies. For some reason, they don't have Junks Radio on there. I don't know what's going on. Cakes, what was yours? Cakes, well, got locked out of his Instagram. What's it? It's Cakes Flops. Cakes, what's the last thing you posted? You're always posting poker or beer. What is it?
Hey, I made you laugh today. Look, some of this is unfair. And because we know you guys love the Junkies, and we love the Junkies. There's no bigger fan of the Junks than Valdez and I. And we're very blessed to be part of the show. But what we want them, and we have different visions of the show. And Eric tells us that all the time. Like, he'll say, Drab, just because you want something to go one way doesn't mean that's the way we want it to go or the way it should go necessarily. But when Valdez and I are in there a lot of times, we're always thinking, we just want them to have opinions. Like, have a strong opinion. Just say something off the cuff that you feel, like you feel it in your gut. And sometimes they do that tremendously. Like, I love the fact that Eric, as crazy as he is about Carson Wentz, he is the one in the room that isn't saying the same thing as everybody else.
Yeah, that
right?
He stinks.
The Jim Irsay. The Jim Irsay stuff this week is great. As crazy as Eric is, it's great radio because he's so defiant about it. And he'll end up being wrong, and it would be fantastic. Yeah. But that's what makes great radio. So when they're in here just like wasting time, in our opinion, when they could be throwing out opinions, or I told Valdez today, I said, I don't remember, it was something about NBA. I said, let's go to the box score. and not 10 seconds later, JP goes, let me go check out the box score from last night.
Well, I'm trying to remember what was that.
It was NBA related. I don't remember. But
probably the Wiz.
Yeah.
Maybe. You're right over there.
What's that?
I said, you're right over there.
Hey, why are you making me laugh? Whenever I laugh.
Why'd you take your cast off this week? As you're taking a Ricola out of your mouth.
Because on Monday, there's a couple reasons why. I did my own research, first of all.
Okay. Did you do that on COVID too?
I did my own research.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm an idiot.
Tell me what your study said.
All right. I'll tell you. All right. I if you didn't catch a part of the show, I broke my hand last week. I didn't break my fingers. I broke the knuckle on my right hand, a boxer's fracture, because I punched the diaper pail in my house.
Hey, how many times has Drab gone around, you think, Ryan, and told people he got a boxer's fracture?
So many.
It's just, no. That's just, hold on. I'm not trying to act tough.
I know.
I broke my hand punching a plastic bin.
A boxer's fracture. Hey, you should see these hands.
Hey, you idiots. That's just the common name for it, because that's where the boxers break their hands.
You know, he scared one guy out of his community, and all of a sudden he's got boxer fractures in his hands.
You guys are stupid. What do you want me to say? I broke my fifth metacarpal.
I'm just saying, I broke my hand.
Well, Jeff Walker, who works here, broke his hand. He broke it in a different place, slamming it in a door, whatever he was doing. All right, so I'm just letting people know.
All right. Yeah, you got the boxer fracture.
Also, because my fingers are taped up, right? I don't want people thinking I broke my finger. Yeah, so I actually...
Mickey Ward over there.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, because if you're complaining about a broken finger, I just feel like you're a gigantic pea.
Yeah.
Ronnie Lott cut off his finger.
You can't really complain as much as I'm complaining.
I'm the same way. Anytime my finger's like bent or swollen, I say...
Nobody cares.
I say, Ronnie Lott cut off his finger and played football. Right. I'll be fine. All right.
So I'm making sure people know that it's a broken hand and not a broken finger.
Tell us how you re-injured it.
I was hitting the speed bag too hard. Yeah.
All right, so I got a broken, boxer's fracture, Valdez.
Okay.
And I did the whole thing for 5 days last week. And it didn't have like the permanent hard cast on it yet because they had to let the swelling go down. So he told me to come back in a week. So he had this like plaster, like half plaster cast wrapped in a bandage. It looks so stupid. Mm-hmm. But I had it on all weekend, didn't get it wet, showering with a bag on my hand like an idiot, doing all, I just can't do anything at home. But the final draw for me was I came back here on Monday and I couldn't even like move the mouse on the computer. It was dry. I couldn't type in the name of any of the callers.
Yeah, because it's sitting like on the edge of it, yeah. and you're trying to move it around.
Right, I couldn't keep my hand flat. Yeah. So I, in another fit of rage, okay, I just ripped it off my hand in my office.
Maybe you have a rage problem.
I think I clearly do. This isn't also the first time I've broken my hand punching something.
In a fit of rage.
Yeah, yeah. I broke my hand 15 years ago. Losing a pickup basketball game. A three-on-three pickup basketball game.
They're playing half-court basketball. Yeah. Right. I think I'm better.
And I punched the mat underneath the basket. It was
Did somebody like post you up and drop step you?
I don't. It was so stupid. And I just, it was until the last week, one of the worst pains I ever felt. And then, I didn't get that hand casted. I never got it casted because my insurance ran out. Because I was a December graduate, Valdi. So 4.5 years. So I graduated like December 15th. I broke my hand like December 27th or something. I went in after 4 days on New Year's Eve for him to tell me to get an x-ray. He goes, yeah, you shattered your hand. Look at it. It like literally like way worse than this one. And he goes, come back on Monday and get it cast. Well, on Monday, I didn't have insurance, so I just never got it casted.
So it would have been wrapping it in dollar bills.
And so when I broke it last week, I said, I'm not going to be stupid this time. I'm going to go put it in a cast.
Yeah. I'm not going to be like dumb young Matt.
Yeah. Yeah. And that lasted all 5 days. But I did my own research, and I did look up that the healing of the healing process for this is pretty much the same as if you just tape your fingers together as opposed to having a hard cast for 6 weeks. I can't do it. Yeah. So if I have arthritis in 10 years, so be it.
Well, how can you train for your featherweight match coming up?
I got to take some time off.
Are you more embarrassed with how you broke it this time than last time?
Of course, because I broke it on punching plastic. And I'm 40. I asked the lady, she's wrapping my hand up. I go, do you do this all the time? She goes, well, I cast hands all day long. And I go, no, from guys punching things. And she goes, every so often, but it's usually 20-year-olds. It was so embarrassing. Also, but I'm also brutally honest. I have like a guilt thing. I don't really want to lie to people. I could have came in here and been like, oh yeah, I heard of playing basketball again. Nobody would have known.
Oakley was doing something.
But I feel like we like to live our lives on the show. Valdez and I believe in sharing our lives as much as possible on this show. And if it's good content, you want to share it. And especially if it's funny. So I didn't want to come in here and be, believe me, I know it's embarrassing. I went in a fit of rage. I punched a diaper bin and broke my hand. Yelling at my wife and mother-in-law.
I actually want to see the diaper bin.
Same.
Because I need...
It's plastic.
I know. I want to see how much you pummeled it.
There's not a dent on it. There's not even a dent on it. Oh my God. There's no dent. That's one of the problem. I thought it had a lot of give on the lid. I punched down on top of this thing. There's no give on it.
Oh my God.
Zippy give.
I actually feel bad.
It looks brand new.
I would assume that this bin was shattered.
No.
Shatter like your hand.
Yeah, my mother-in-law said she'd never heard a sound like that.
So they all woke up.
It makes you feel good about yourself.
Everyone woke terrible. Up then? I got brittle bones, I guess.
Everyone woke up in the house when that happened.
No, I mean, not my toddlers. They're upstairs sleeping. Yeah. But my mother-in-law and my wife were the ones having the conversation. And I was telling them to basically shut up.
Oh, God.
Because I was all drugged up on NyQuil. which I blame Lurch for getting me hooked.
I'm still taking it every night.
No, because that next morning.
You have like it's like a weird hangover, isn't it?
Dude, I fell asleep driving. On the way in, I never, in the morning, once I'm awake, like after 5-10 minutes, I'm fine. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. It's drive in. I'm usually scrolling Twitter while I'm driving or listening to Mad Dog Show from yesterday. Cause Amy Lawrence is not for me. And I was so tired from the double dose of NyQuil that I nearly drove into the guardrail like 7 times. I was punching myself with my left hand to stay awake because my right hand's broken and throbbing.
Oh my God, break your other hand punching yourself to stay awake.
It's been a rough week.
Hey, that'd be hysterical. You break your other hand, you gotta go to see the same cast lady. Yeah. back again.
Yeah. So no cast. I'm off the cast now, and I'm just doing this dumb tape my fingers together bit. We'll see how long that lasts for. So
good luck.
Yeah.
I also noticed Drab is using trendy tape. Yeah. Trendy gauze.
You know what I've been using? Hey, can I tell you what I've been using? I went and bought athletic tape, you know, because I still feel like an athlete after all these years. I don't want to have some goop. Not this. I ran out this morning, so I had to put something else on.
Like,
but
like the gauze underneath is all matching his outfit.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing.
I bought black athletic tape that you like wrap your ankles with. Yeah. Instead of buying like real medical tape. Yeah.
I will say the look looks nice.
Hey, he thinks he's like Nick Van Exel.
That's my favorite player of all time. Exactly. I look like Allen Iverson taping my fingers. Hey,
all you need are the shoes and a headband.
Yeah, you're going to see Stallion. He's got the headband. Yeah. From 90s then. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, it's good. Sorry we missed last week. It's good to be back here in studio. We don't plan on missing shows again. We're dedicated. We love this show. We love that you guys listen. Please tell people about the show and follow us on social media and Instagram at BitSeason. All right?
Oh.
All right, guys. Have a good we post nothing on the Instagram.
Hey, let's see if we can get to 20,000 before our next show.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.